Okay, Priya, maybe we'll start with, or we could put it in the story too. The walk or something, because that's where I am now. Look at the previous one about for the story. The Bhakti walk. Yeah, so it's about the... Well, they're looking back here, you're talking, and I guess looking back at history, this movement, this society that was created way back by two couples. And what happened then? And then... Here, Pierre can bring up this problem, because they're talking about the problem-causing factors here. That one of them would be that the the top leaders, I mean the dictator, basically, of everything happening in this country, Sweden in this case, that role was held by a person who wasn't Swedish, who didn't live in Sweden permanently, who didn't speak Swedish. Americans, Germans, no need talking nationalities, but I mean, pretty dominant and how to say, powerful characters. Yes, there were those. We are the powerful people, we Germans. And of course, the ones over the West, they say it publicly all over still. We are the greatest, we are the strongest. Don't mess with us, or I'm going to hit you right where it hurts. So here we are in Sweden, where culture is a little bit different. We like logic, we have good engineers. People are fairly philosophical thinking about life, and we want to live decent standard, clean, wholesome, eat good. Everyone should have their needs. This is the whole social democratic idea, right? But also, everyone should have the freedom to, yes, start their enterprise and adventure. That's how we are, some of us. So, yep, a little bit a society that puts all these four general groups of people into a harmonious relationship with each other, which is really what this Varnashram is about. But that's another thing. So, yeah, then when someone comes who is in charge of maybe 20 different countries and has to travel between them, and when landing in one, kind of adapt the role of the leader of that country. Yes, I know of things, or I know you Swedes, and sure, I know you better than you know yourself, and look at you, you're funny. You're not like me. Sometimes leader can become like that. And yes, we got it in Sweden, especially the Finnish people got it. Norwegians, Danes. But then the Germans down there, they were big and powerful. don't criticize us. So we have these guys talking here on their walk, and Pio makes that point that this in itself alienates the society within the society, because, well, it becomes bewildered, so to speak. What culture are we building on? The Indian, the German, the American, or the Swedish? Meaning that the local devotees, those who come from here, grew up here at least, were kind of fully, almost at least, socialized or integrated into the Swedish society and culture. Understanding it, feeling that this is my home. Those members, you know, also being kind of humble and low-key Scandinavians, submitted to those leaders. But what happened then was that the society, the congregation, so to speak, of devotees wasn't really allowed to grow naturally, organically, on its own from the collective mind, so to speak, of the members. Those who joined here because they like Krishna, maybe served for many years, day and night, without salary, to build it up. So again, come back to this, that it's all about the friendship, mutual respect, culture between the devotees, the people, the members. But then it became, and this is my theory, we're talking here, someone can argue. But then the top leader has to get more powerful, because some will object, will disagree, say that what you're doing is wrong. And then, well, don't mess with us Americans, Germans. Who do you think you are, little Scandinavians? And then you sometimes see the gangster form of management. You do what I say, otherwise I send my guys upon you. So it just easily becomes like that, because, and what happens then in Sweden is that those who actually are smart, the Swedes, you find those actually, I've seen it, I can testify that those who came through the years, some very smart people who are now in the university, but they remained most often standing outside looking in at that ISKCON, choosing not to get engaged because they felt, hey, something is wrong here. Whereas one such person, a devotee, said to me that when your leaders in ISKCON, Scandinavia, had your meetings, to manage the entire operations here in Scandinavia, which I was sitting in that board for 7 years. It was like a mafia leader meeting. And I remember some even war. Cool. What do you call those hats? Detectives. And mafiosos sometimes wear in the movies. It was kind of funny. We can show that in the cartoon or something. They're laughing. But that's the thing. And this is my theory here. You say what you like. If it's a true, if that theory corresponds to reality, if we can prove it through, we're scientists here, then our freaking duty is to push that through to the leaders, whoever and wherever they are. So they go on like that.